Hello, hey guys, welcome to A Clueless Gen Z. And as usual, I'm your host, Vanessa, or you can call me Jerry. And today I have two of my favorite people. They can introduce themselves.
Hi guys, it's Olive, and it's so nice to be back here.
Hi guys, my name is Ron.
That's it. So guys, why do I usually sing when I'm starting my podcast? Like right now, like when I listen to it, I'm like, will I be singing my entire episodes? Because it's becoming exhausting.
That's your identity.
Yeah, like singing Vanessa.
You were born for that shit. Like, that's you.
But when you realize most of our times you just sing, like we'll just start singing
random
things.
Stuff,
And Ron will be here looking at us. Are you guys okay?
And making those weird voices.
Yeah, I know. So we are in a new month of October. So the year is about to end. Like, how do you guys feel about this new year, like you're about to step into? Are you like fully satisfied with what you've done, or like are you anxious about it? Tell me, talk to me.
Oh, well, first of all, I'll be turning 25, like at the beginning of the year.
Ooh.
So I used to think by that time I'll have gotten married. I'll have my own house, my own car, you
By
know.
25.
Yeah, that was the plan.
But now,
Clearly,
nah.
vindu vichinjanga.
What's
So,
that?
Things
Vindu
are
vichinjanga.
things do change.
Yeah,
That's
that's it.
Luya.
That's
Luya.
Luya. Oh,
So,
wow.
I don't know how I'm feeling really. I think I just feel like taking, every day like as it comes.
At a time.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
I'm just there
Times
waiting.
have changed. So
Yeah.
what our parents used to do by our age, we can't do in this day and age.
Yeah,
We
parents are like
can't
married at 22.
marry and
Yeah.
have
And
kids.
19, I
Yeah.
think my mom by 22, oh no, 24, she had two kids.
Yeah.
I
In this new era, that can't happen. Yeah,
Yeah.
times have changed, so you have to move with the times.
So, how are you feeling about the new year?
I'm okay. I'm positive. I feel positive about the new year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's gonna be better. It will only get better.
It will only get better.
Yes.
Yeah,
That's
for
only
sure.
get
Yeah,
better.
I usually live by that motto,
Yeah.
like everything has to be better, like
Every new day comes
Yeah.
with
Just
better things.
one step at a time.
Yeah. So like what were the highlights about September? Like what's the major things that happened in September?
I think for me it has to be Kipchoge.
Kipchoge,
Yeah,
like
like breaking his own Berlin
record,
record, yeah.
He's really the goat.
He's
Hi,
really is
Kipchoge
the
is
goat.
the
He
goat,
is
like for days.
for
Yeah,
sure.
but there, do you know, you guys, I once bought someone like a whiskey flask and then it was written the goat. Yeah,
Wow.
I should have known like the only goat we have is
Is Kipchoge.
Kipchoge.
Kipchoge and Ronaldo. Yeah,
Yeah.
only those two.
And Verstappen.
And Max Verstappen,
Yeah,
Max
yes.
Verstappen.
Yeah.
She has no idea who
I
that is.
know. Who is that?
No
Wait, can I guess?
Ebo
Guess.
guess?
Wait, is it like these things you watch on Sunday?
F1.
What's that?
F1.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And also, Morife was running a lot.
Yeah. Murife, don't run.
Yeah.
Like they should have said, Kipchoge, don't try. Because, hey, Morife ran.
Yeah.
From the dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of memes
And we got a new
concerning
president.
Morife. Oh, yeah, we got a new president. Like, thinking about it, so much has
Has
happened. Like,
happened.
And
this entire
our
September.
president has been running
Hey.
like country to country.
Ruto
He
is
was in
running.
England. He
In the
went to the
US.
US.
Yeah.
What was he doing in the US?
United Nations General Assembly.
Oh,
Okay. Now he's in Ethiopia.
Rumor has it he's going to Uganda and Tanzania.
You guys are so updated.
Yeah.
What was he doing in Ethiopia?
Launching Safaricom.
Oh, he was meeting the M-Pesa Habeshas.
Yeah.
Like, my demo M-Pesa. So, Habesha.
Habesha. Yeah, so I think that's it. That's like the entire.
Oh, did we talk about Queen Elizabeth?
Oh, yeah. The Queen died.
What queen died?
Long live the king.
Which queen died?
Do you know the Queen of England? She had been a queen since 22 years.
Yeah, 1953.
Oh my god.
But does that really affect us in any way? I don't think it really affects us.
No. Maybe
her death doesn't
make
any impact in our lives. That's or true. Even when she was alive, there was never any impact that happened.
That's true.
But still, I feel like we can't ignore she just the colonized fact that us. She died.
She colonized half the world.
Yeah. Can you imagine being a queen since you were 22 years?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Longest reigning monarch.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
So, getting into today's topic. So, one of my friends sent me questions through my email, and we'll go through the questions each. I haven't, no one of us have seen the questions, so we'll try go through the questions one by one and see how we can answer them.
Okay.
So question number one is, how long should we wait to get engaged?
Oh,
wow.
I don't think there's any time frame to really get engaged. Like, if you think you guys are enough, like, you guys have dated enough and you want to take it to the next level, that's when you feel like it's safe to get the go on with the marriage and the engagement.
I don't think, there's that time frame for everyone.
Yeah, there's no time frame.
You can do it at 30, 35, 40, 25, whenever.
18. Yeah, like 18, 20, after
there's
one
no
month.
Standard, there's like no time for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So question number two, is cheating negotiable?
Hey.
Yeah.
You think it is?
I think, it depends.
Yeah,
it really depends.
So you're saying in short,
but if you're dating, that's a no.
So when does
will
it become
there
negotiable?
Be cheating if you're not dating?
In marriage, for example.
Wait. Oh. In marriage, you can talk about it, like understand where it came from, but still. Anyway,
you remember
difficult.
When we said cheating is a choice, not a
mistake.
Yeah,
cheating is a choice.
Of course it is.
Yeah, cheating is a choice. But I know myself, when my partner cheats on me, I think that will be like a done deal. Like, I don't think I'll move on from that.
Mm-hmm.
It will always be something I'm going to reference it about. Like
time and time again.
Yeah, from time. I don't think I can really heal on the cheating stuff.
So,
it's
conclusion,
not negotiable.
To me, it's not negotiable. Thinking about it and knowing myself, it's not negotiable.
That's a deal breaker.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker for me. So, what about you?
It's a deal breaker. There's no negotiating about cheating. No room for negotiation.
That's it. She cheats, it's done.
It's done.
Even me,
I'll never forget.
It's a deal breaker, like, kabisa.
Cheating.
Yeah, there's no negotiating. Now, what's even that
to negotiate about?
So, say I was drunk, that's why I cheated.
And in marriage?
So. Yeah, what about in marriage? Still for me, I feel like it's the same.
Yes. Get there.
Yeah, for me, I still feel it's the same.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. We don't know like how marriage works because we are not, neither of us is married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough though.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you have a part to play when your partner cheats?
I think every situation is different.
It's a hard truth to accept. Yeah,
that's true.
Every situation is different. Like, as in, it just depends what you did, how it happened, and all that.
Yeah, like, I feel like sometimes the partners have
some
part to play. Like, may have pushed their partners to cheat.
Yeah,
not all the time. Sure.
Not all the time.
It happens. Yeah.
It happens.
For instance, Abu, imagine like you're treating your guy, ama your girl, like so bad.
Uh-huh.
Like you're so rude to them, not giving them good attention. Mm-hmm. Ninini. They're gonna be pushed to do the unthinkable.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, situations are different.
Yeah.
Okay. The next question. Should coworkers be your friends?
Ooh.
Nice.
I don't know if my coworkers listen. Okay. My former coworkers listen to my podcast.
I think they should, but not too much. Like, it should be friendship, but limited.
Limited. Like, I can't go party with my coworkers.
Even if you do, like, once in a while. Like, once in a while. Huh. Just not to seem antisocial.
Okay. Once upon a time, I blocked all my coworkers on WhatsApp. Like, they didn't know, like, I have a social life until one of them found me on TikTok.
I think you can go to them once in a while just to, you know, maintain the friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little.
What do you think about it?
For me, this is something I've told someone before, like, he was my coworker. I told him, like, I like keeping work so professional. So it got to a point where, you know, he was telling me, I hope he doesn't listen to this anyway, he's telling me, hi, beautiful, good morning, beautiful. So it rubbed me the wrong way. So I told him, please, kindly, stick to work, like, we meet in the office, that's it, keep it professional.
Yeah, but you had to create boundaries.
Yeah I did, and I always do. So there's no way at now I'm gonna be hanging out with him like over the weekend. I'm not into that. But if I think also it depends with what kind of coworkers, because some
sometimes
like once in a while with, you know.
But to be honest, I like keeping my work really separate from my social life.
Yeah.
So I don't like being friends with them. Let's just be friends at work.
Yeah.
But when you're out of work, as in,
hi, bye,
you're just acquaintances. I only know you from work.
That makes sense.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay. The next question is, would you allow your friends to date your past flings, situationships, not relationships? She's emphasized not relationships.
Yeah, of course.
She created good questions.
Yeah, I don't see how the problem is.
You'll allow your friends.
First of all, how am I allowing them? They make their own choices.
Okay.
I'd be okay with it, honestly.
Yeah.
Not relationship.
It's just flings and situationships.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I think that's
fine.
Okay. It depends with how like the situationship was or the fling was.
Mm-hmm.
If it was crazy, and I really liked him, and all of us, like all of my friends knew, like I really liked this guy.
Yeah.
Then I don't think
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing. But if, you know, we have no control over other people's decisions.
Mm.
So if they decide, like, they'll go ahead dating them, I think I'll have to remove myself out of that position.
Yeah.
Like, remove myself from being her friend.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't get so awkward.
That's so selfish.
No. No, imagine. Oh, my God.
That's so selfish.
No, imagine we're all on a date, and then
who?
No, like I'm on my girls. Cindy.
Yeah.
And then he joins us. Like maybe we've gone out.
Yeah.
And then he joins us.
Mhm.
And then with a new boy,
yeah,
and the girl, yeah, and me, I was the fling, yeah, or the situationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked this man. So I'll and definitely all your friends feel,
knew you really liked him.
Yeah, I'll definitely feel bad.
Of course.
Of course, like I'm human. Yeah, I'll feel something about it. Mm-hmm. So the only solution is to remove myself out of that position of being her friend.
Okay, yeah, for me, you know what I think? Saying
no.
You know what I think? If where was I? Like,
okay, you just feel like that's so selfish.
No, listen, Mimi, I think if like your friend, the one who had the fling with this person, now you in this situation, if you talked to me and told me, like, I first should approach you, I tell you, maybe I like that guy, and like you guys are not doing anything anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is it okay with you? Like, I'll first ask you about that before now you see us getting cozy and all.
Okay, yeah. Question. What if she says she's not comfortable with it?
Yeah.
What
and you really and like you really this like man. This
guy.
Yeah.
What happens then?
Okay, two things can happen in that situation. So I might be, you know how guys say bros before hoes. So it's either like I block my emotions, I just try to, you know,
which is going to our be friend. So hard.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard, but I'm gonna choose, do I respect our friendship? Do I say fuck it, babe? I'm gonna like chase this guy. Like, I'm gonna have a thing with him. So for me, that's the two options that can happen.
Ah, interesting.
Okay, makes sense. A little bit, but it definitely makes sense.
I think this is a problem mostly for girls.
Yeah,
guys don't usually have these problems that much. Like, if your guy friend comes in, like if I go and tell my guy friend,
maybe not your friend group.
Yeah, okay, but something I've observed, like,
more often than not,
if I go and tell my friend I want to have a thing with this chick he had a fling with, and he says he's not comfortable with it, if he says he's not comfortable with it, most likely that's the end of it. Like,
I'm wondering where, like, does this fling start? Because, okay, no, like, where does it get to you until now you can be comfortable with this guy who was interested, who your friend was interested in? You get, like, for me, all my friends, they're guys, they're fleeing situationships. Like, it can never cross my mind at I look at him some type of way.
Yeah.
Because
How does that even start?
How does it even start? Yeah. Not unless
you don't some respect.
Snake shit. That's some fake ass shit.
Yeah. Then that's not your friend.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
if it's my acquaintance, like someone I just know, can go ahead.
Yeah.
But if it's my friend, you know, like friendship.
Yeah.
As in friendship, then
it can't happen.
For them to have like an idea
like that
of your man,
yeah,
am I your babe? I am like, nah, bruh. Too crazy. Much.
Yeah.
So next question is, is this about friendship? Friendship deal breakers.
Yeah, that's a first one. Like, like disrespecting my relationship, our friendship, by, you know, having a thing with the guy I'm with, kitukayo, crossing boundaries.
That's a deal breaker. Also, this type of friends that the only way they can get to you is through sarcasm. Like, they'll tell you, it's just a joke. Like, she will say something, or he will say, do men really, like, tell you, like, something crazy?
Yeah, they do.
Through sarcasm. Like, he's trying to get a point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah.
So, like, she'll tell you, you look so, you're such a whore. Like, something like that. You're such a whore. And then they're like, it's just a joke. It's just a joke. Oh, just relax.
In every joke, you there's some truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As in, I think that to me will be a definitely, like,
friendship
deal breaker. Yeah, but to be honest, I haven't like clearly thought about friendship deal breakers so much.
Neither. Neither have I.
Or your friends talking behind your back.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
It's definitely.
What's funny?
Why have you laughed at the same time?
Friends talking behind your back.
Yeah. You've experienced?
Yeah. Maybe once or twice, but.
Wow.
Yeah, I've felt bad, but you know.
Inauma, but it was there.
Inauma. Yeah. So I think we are done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the other question is, what do you think about zodiac sign compatibility, the person you're talking to?
That's tough.
Honestly, Mimi, I don't know much about the compatibility for the zodiac signs.
Does it really matter? Or
exactly, I don't know. Like, I have no idea. I don't think if it's legit, if, you know, people just
if you
mix
vibe,
things up.
You vibe.
Yeah, if you vibe, you vibe.
You can vibe with
you can work
anyone.
Through it.
Yeah.
From any sign.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be like, oh, I'm a Cancer. Like, if you're a Sag, ugh, please, we can't. We can't relate.
Our energies don't energy.
Yeah.
It's not Cancer, that
you know those babes that say, oh my God, I talk like this or I do this because I'm a Scorpio.
Oh my God.
Like, as in the
worst kind of people.
Yeah. Everything has to be, oh, it's because I am.
Yeah.
It's because I am. Mm. Yeah. So I don't think it really matters
it doesn't
so much.
Matter.
Yeah. No, probably we don't really know much about it. So someone who has all the knowledge on this, maybe they'd give us some
different
facts.
Opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. So the next question is, when is the right time to quit your job? I think she was targeting us in this question.
When is the right time to quit your job?
I think when you have a side hustle going really well.
Yeah.
And it's giving you good money.
Yeah. Do you think you should quit your job? As in, you know your job is toxic, but you have nothing else going on for you.
Nah, don't quit.
Don't quit. Don't quit. Get that quit. Money.
Hey, get that money.
Stay in that toxic situation.
Stay in that toxic situation.
Yeah.
Not
it will cost you your mental health and everything.
God. Money will sort all your mental health problems.
That's what you think.
Yeah.
Money makes you happy.
Yeah. If you lose that job and you lose your income, double tragedy.
Wait, so you have like a toxic boss. He keeps on like talking smack about you, like shouting at you in the morning every other time.
I feel like it won't be anything new, babe.
Yeah.
4 years
of
high school.
School. That's exactly what I'm thought. That's exactly what I'm thought. If you survived high school, come on.
Yeah, but I think some people can actually just quit.
Yeah,
I think that's a terrible decision.
Yeah, that must be a terrible decision. You have to have like a backup plan.
Backup plan, yeah.
If you quit with no backup plan, then you're a fool.
You're a fool.
Yeah.
But if you have a backup plan, like
a good one. Ah, quit.
So
quit.
The right time to quit your job is when you have a backup plan.
Yeah, that is up and going already.
Yeah.
I mean, like when your mental health is going down the drain.
Yeah, I still think your mental health is so important. You can be depressed, like so
but
deep.
But you're
in
getting
depression.
The money. But you're getting the money.
What if you're getting 20K or 15K
for like
okay,
an 8 to 5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day, like except from weekends of the month.
Mm.
And
but,
you're getting 15-20 G's.
But what else do you have going on? That's the
problem. Yeah, still the backup plan.
Yeah.
But
you can't quit and just go sit at
home. Oh wait, the 20K is actually it comes in handy because you can be able to do like a few things
with
the 20K.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. I don't know. I'm sure there are easy jobs, but I feel like 60% of the jobs aren't like so easy.
No,
you get
not.
Like
yeah.
it's people doing things they don't like.
Yeah.
Like, if you're employed by someone, it won't always be at the sunflowers and, and sunshine.
And rainbows.
And rainbows. No,
no
not an, it's if gonna... it's your own work, like you're an entrepreneur, maybe it's gonna be nice.
Better.
But if you're employed by someone, a company,
you have like time frames and
goals to meet. Deadlines,
You have to persevere, babe.
You have to persevere. There's no other way.
Yeah.
Almost because we're in the third world country.
No, it's the same everywhere.
It's the same everywhere.
It's the same everywhere.
Difference is like they get better pay.
Better pay. That's it.
You know, when you get a better paycheck and you're doing shitty work, you're happy.
Yeah, you're happy. Okay. Like, you're okay.
Happy.
Personally, I wouldn't mind. Even if I have the most toxic boss on earth, but I have a good paycheck. No problem.
And maybe you have like a good support system, your partner, your family, your friends, who you can actually run to.
Weekends, go and do your thing.
But
that's
your friends will get like so.
Don't
you talking about work don't every rant every time.
Don't rant every time. Sometimes you just suck it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Next question is, what is the balance between relationships and your friendships? Should your partner be friends with your friends? E.g., for example, she's like, send each TikTok videos.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hi.
You send each other TikTok videos, like sending each other TikTok
videos.
Like your
partner sending your friend.
friends sending TikTok videos.
Okay, I think that's where we draw the line.
Personally, don't see a problem with it.
Well, like,
you don't see a problem with like
sending each other TikTok videos.
Imagine,
I don't see a problem.
Your girlfriend is sending one of your friends. You can see them sending each other streaks.
And streaks is bad.
It's okay.
It's okay.
And TikTok videos.
That's okay. Okay, I don't see a problem with it.
Okay, maybe it's not like I mind it too much, but I'm like, I
don't think me I'll be 100%
comfortable.
Okay, that's the jealousy in you speaking.
To be honest, I don't think I'll be 100% comfortable.
Yeah.
But like, I really want my man to myself.
Ah.
Yeah, you know you're a selfish.
It's
the braces, man.
Yeah, has to be.
Is it the
number? Which one? There's no jaloo in this.
Oh my god.
I mean, it's because we cooked fish the other day. Anyway. So I was saying, I have no problem with my partner being friends with my friends.
That's okay.
Yeah. But I kutumiana TikTok
videos.
I mean, it's because I know guys I send TikToks to. And like, they're all like my friends. Like, it's either I'm sending you or, you know, the girls. And that's it. I feel like it's so intimate.
Yeah, to be honest, let's just draw the line from sending each other TikTok videos and memes.
Yeah.
Yeah, please don't do that. The only time you can get to interact with my partner is when we are actually in a group setting.
Yeah.
You can go talk, you can go catch up.
Mm. Yeah.
You can talk. As in, I'm fine with it as long as we all understand boundaries. And that's fine with me.
Okay, next one.
Next question is, should you date someone who is different from the person you are? For example, she's even given us an example. Mm-hmm. You love going out and drinking. He doesn't. He loves staying home.
Ooh.
I think you should date the person you like. It doesn't matter if you're similar or different.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. Just date who you like.
Whoever tickles your fancy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whether you're similar or different.
There's no rules to this.
No, there's no rules.
If
he likes you, like he doesn't mind you going out, then that's okay.
That's okay, that works for you.
So the problem comes like when he starts complaining, oh, you're going out so much, I don't get to see you, I'm only staying at home.
Yeah,
that's where the problem comes.
Because I have something against those guys who date people knowing who the people are, then like 1 year down the line
they start changing them.
I'm like,
nah. You knew what you're getting into. That's true.
Kumbial, oh, you're taking too much alcohol. Oh, by the way, you need to change your weight, you need to go to the gym, and you found me like this.
I'm so much against such people.
Oh, you're eating too much. I don't like any normal food.
You're so thin, by the way, babe.
Go eat.
Yeah, go eat.
Oh, shoot. Oh, yeah. I
think there's a better way to say those things.
Yeah.
If it's really a concern, there's a better way to say them.
Okay, like if you're coming from a good point,
from a good place, there's
if
a
maybe
way to
her
say
weight
them.
Is affecting her health,
exactly.
You tell her, oh, babe, I think we need to
eat clean,
go to the gym, and lead by example,
But it's going to be so tough. Last question is, what are the 5 things that you cringe about that you were doing 5 years before? My goodness.
Oh my god.
Oh, there's a lot of things I cringe.
There's one particular one. Will you tell us your first one?
I think my first one would be maybe I was simping. Like I was a bad simp, like a real simp.
Yeah.
And thinking about it, like I just cringe. Mm-hmm. So like when those guys are simping, come to me now, they're like, huh? Is this you? Have you changed?
You've changed.
Like, they're not so accessible to me as they thought, like, they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be my number one thing that I think I cringe about.
Hey, mine is crazy. So embarrassing, my God.
Oh, sis, tell me.
But it's not 5 years ago. It's more like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing?
When I was in primary.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, it's bad. It's bad.
We are ready. We've prepared us enough.
I actually thought about it, Jana. Anyway, so with Chuck class, we go shower, Gioni.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go for dinner, like to the hall. So what I do, I think we were not allowed to have perfumes, but I had like a roll-on.
Mm-hmm.
So because I really, you know, I like smelling good, so I'd apply roll-on all over my neck. Yeah, because I wanted to smell nice. And then I got so embarrassing, my God. So then I go to the hall, and then, you know, with roll-on, it leaves a white cast.
Yeah, it does.
So I think I'd have, like, a white cast.
No one would ask you about it.
And you know, we used to wear, like, tracksuits during night prep.
So were you smelling nice? Definitely. People complimenting you?
I don't remember, but bottom line is I was smelling so nice. But now when I look back, I'm like, what the fuck was I
doing? What are you doing?
That's so cringe.
Cringe. So much, like, yeah, but I grew up.
What about you?
Maybe in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I used to steal shirts.
Oh my god, you were those people.
I was the leader.
What?
Hey, I was the leader.
Oh
my
god,
I was the leader.
No,
I used to go
way.
Like shopping, yeah.
Wait, what triggered it?
It was like a culture. No, it was a culture in our school.
No, but no one actually saw
such a
from
big
you.
School.
So, ay.
Wow. Jina kubwa.
Jina kubwa, lakini wa shati zinaibwa. Hey, we used to steal shirts so much. It was a culture I found. Then the house I was in.
Like stealing is a culture.
Yeah. The house I was in, Kwanza, it was like the house with the most crooks in the school. Yeah. Like our house is kind of crooks.
Mm-hmm.
But
so like yeah, that's what people
that's
do.
The norm.
You know, that's the norm.
Yeah.
That's when I was in Form 1, I was in the same cube with Form 4s.
Yeah.
They used to tell me I.
So you know shashati.
But no shashati. So we went to school and you know the pale shati safi.
So
I was like, oh.
Did they not have like admission numbers?
No, so later they started putting admission numbers.
Yeah.
Because no one it has got like serious.
So rampant.
Yeah, so rampant.
Yeah. Did you ever like lose shirts?
Yeah, so many times. Especially like my first year.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is PTSD.
Why?
Yeah, because mm-hmm. someone who actually stole from me was my friend. She stole my skirt, she stole my t-shirts. Yeah, and imagine it's my first week in Form 1.
That's fine.
Yeah, but what? My big sister back then,
yeah,
like in high school, you know, we had like big sisters. Yeah. Like, I told her, mm-hmm. I think that babe has my thing.
Shy.
Hey, and then her, you know, she was yeah. So like fire.
Mm.
She was so quick to go tell her, like, can you bring back all those stuffs that you've taken?
Mm.
And I got them back.
Nice.
Do you know, like, all my 4 years, I think I only lost 2 shirts. I mean, like, twice only.
Twice?
Mm. Yeah, so at some point, how? I think, I know.
Wow.
I know. At Why? Some point, I think. Sorry, babe, but I think losing, like,
I'm careless. Clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're careless. Ama, you were careless because what I
oh
do,
God.
I wash them. I know people won't
no,
steal.
I wasn't careless. They were in
okay.
my bag.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, but like, steal.
No, that was just a
wow,
thief.
Wow.
Not from the hanging lines.
No, it's not from the hanging lines.
Eh, okay, anyway.
Okay, yeah, for a bit, I was careless in high school.
Yeah, because
for sure.
like... If you lock
kidogo
your box,
too, kidogo,
who's
not
gonna
so much.
Break in, into your box?
Not my box, my bag.
If you put your bag inside
your
the
box,
box
you
then you lock your
problem.
Box.
There you guys are haunting
oh
me so much. But
yeah.
my bag was on my bed.
If
I
you
that's
melt
like
your...
An, that's like an invitation to steal.
If you carry your bag around the school, who's gonna
no.
take stuff from me?
No, the bag...
oh.
But anyway.
No, it's the bag that had, like, so many clothes.
Why not put
no.
them in
the
box, though?
Yeah.
Because I... As in, at the time, I thought taking things out of my box is a lot of work.
You see?
So you were lazy. It's your laziness that
yeah,
cost you.
But
yeah.
it's a lot of work. Okay, it was a lot of work.
Yeah.
Walking to where your box is every other time.
Can you wear where the box is?
It's some other...
In
no,
a room?
No. Yeah, they in
not
some
like
room.
Under...
No,
babe.
I saw ours wasn't in, like...
In the dorm?
Yeah, it was
no.
in a different
okay.
room.
Okay.
Ah. Yeah.
Hey, then.
But you learned your lesson.
yeah, I did.
The hard way.
Yeah,
so... Another cringe thing.
Oh, mine. I think the other cringe thing is the food combinations. Okay, I had in high school. The weird food combine. Okay, wouldn't even want Ron to know.
Let me tell you about them.
Yeah,
ah, please.
No.
You know, sometimes.
Please, no.
Say it for
but,
all our listeners.
No, please.
Let me not embarrass her.
But the food combination was so bad. Like, I told Olive, like, she didn't believe it was me.
Imagine. And we were in
it's
the
worse
same
than yours, because I know you have very weird combinations. It's worse.
Yeah. Can you
yeah.
imagine
mm-hmm.
eating... So, sometimes, on Mondays, Wednesdays, and I think Fridays,
oh my God,
we'd have
guys.
Githeri for lunch.
Mm.
So, there were these babes, including
no.
Vanessa,
yeah.
who'd, like... you know, if githeri ilibaki hall and stuff, so ingekuwa like in those big sufurias, for whoever
wants
to
Oh my god, you guys.
During supper time, we'd have ugali. Those days I've mentioned were for ugali, nyama, and maybe cabbage. So this babe, she used to go with a cup.
This guy is offered to like give us
bottom line is you'd put githeri combine nizo cabbage na ugali. So she'd eat all that. Githeri, ugali, cabbage,
nyama.
Nyama is like mbili. Na soup.
But apparently it used to slap.
Apparently. Really, that was never my
emo.
Okay, but high school standards.
High school standards.
But it's not so cringe.
Olive never ate githeri for supper. Lunch.
Oh, no, even
so,
like,
she wouldn't have like lunch like during
those days.
Yeah,
but sometimes she eat.
Wouldn't have githeri for lunch.
But
stay in class. She was always in class during githeri.
Revising. For life.
Reading ahead of the teacher.
Where? Two topics ahead.
And I never used to draw those diagrams. You know, when you're writing notes, you skip like spaces for diagrams.
Yeah.
And you kind of chop for her.
So what's do you have anything else that you cringe when you think about it? Because you, it looks like you have something else.
What do you have? Hey, those times I used to, let's call it, travel to see a boy when I was in campus. Yani natoka at the river, naenda kahawa wendani ama sukari.
It's a long distance.
Boy. Imagine.
Like,
siunget after like, to a boyfriend in Athi River.
The heart wants what it wants.
The love of my life. The heart wants what it wants. But then God, like, I was, most times I'd go with my friends. So, but now thinking about it, I'm a simp.
So we're in this together.
We were in this together.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I've ever simped, really. I can't think of an instance where I have.
I feel like if I saved up all that transport money,
you'd be fine in life.
And talking about traveling. We have traveled a lot.
You've traveled?
Yeah, I've really traveled.
Okay,
I think I'm the biggest simp here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that it has to be like I'm the biggest simp.
But they ulikuwa na jaribu.
Yeah.
But we live and we learn.
Yeah, we live and learn.
Yeah,
I think that's it.
Yeah.
So that's it, guys. Okay. Oh, you have something else to add? So this is the third podcast.
Is it?
Yeah, this is the third episode. The third episode. And do you have any last words to say? Don't have any last words to say.
Don't simp.
So thank you for listening to my podcast. We've come to an end. It's been a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you have any comments about any questions we've said here, you can text me or DM me. My Instagram is _Nessanjeri. We can have a conversation there. So bye, guys.
Bye.
Till next time.
We're out.